All this morning to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. I want to speak this morning on the subject of the spiritually strengthened soul. The spiritually strengthened soul. And we're going to use the words, especially of verse 13. Form the basis of what we want to look at, but a few other verses we will consider. But especially verse 13, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, the apostle says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. With the Word of God open before us, can we again just still our hearts, please, in His presence and ask for His help as we come now to His Word. Eternal God and our Father in heaven, as we come now to Thy precious Word, we pray, Lord, for that divine help that we so desperately need. Help, Lord, to understand, to take in what God the Lord would have to say to us. Pray, Lord, that you'll open our eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of thy law today. Lord, that you'll open our ears that we might hear the voice of God. Help us, Lord, to be instructed. Help us, O God, to be taught. Lord, there's a word for all of us here. We pray, Lord, that we might hear what God would have to say to us. Therefore, to this end, give us help. Lord, send thy Spirit amongst us, we pray. O God, we pray that you'll come. Hide this preacher far behind the cross today, and may none be seen save Jesus only. Answer prayer for us now. Continue on with us. We ask it in thy name and for thy glory alone. Amen. As we approach the end of another year, and very soon in the will of God, step out into a new year. There will be, no doubt, gathered amongst us here today, a variety of different emotions, a variety of different thoughts about the year that is almost gone, and about the year that will, in the will of God, shortly commence. As we reflect over the year that has passed, for everyone here, no doubt there have been highlights, times of great joy, times of great blessing, but there's also been times of trial and times of hardship. Many people in our congregation over this past year have lost loved ones, those who were very precious to them. Others have known what it is to walk through dark periods of ill health and struggled with many different aspects of life. And you see, as a result of the different pathways of life that we're all called to walk down, it can have an effect upon us. It can, to different degrees and to different extents, impact upon our lives, and especially so upon our strength. There are times when we are given to periods of great weakness, periods of great tiredness and weariness because of the events of life. Times when we feel like lying down and not getting back up again. Times when we feel like throwing in the towel. Such are the pressures that are brought to bear upon each one of us. Why is this? Why do we often feel so weak and so weary? Is it perhaps because that in the situations that we have to face, whatever they may be, but in those situations we think we can face them in our own strength? We think that we can work them out in our own abilities. We think we have a master plan that will enable us to walk through the various situations and circumstances of life, and we will come through them. But really, we fail to rely and fail to trust in the Lord as we should, the one who is the source of all strength, the one who is the great reservoir of strength from which we can draw in every stage of life. As we face into a new year, the will of God, with its new challenges, with its new situations, and yes, as well, I believe, with its new blessings, how can we face it all? How can we ensure that in the year that is before us, in the will of God, that we will not lose strength, that we will not faint, we will not flounder by the way? How can we ensure that our strength is maintained, our strength is sustained, and yes, even flourish in 2016? Well, the answer is found here in the words of our text. The apostle says, I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, I know this is not some unknown and unheard of verse of Scripture. I'm sure this is a verse of Scripture that most, if not all, today are very, very familiar with. But yet it's a verse of Scripture that we can all, myself included, fail to put into action in our lives. In all things in 2015, did we do them through Christ who strengthens us? Or did we look to ourselves? Did we look to our own strength, look to our own abilities? Or did we look to the Lord? You see, whenever we look to the Lord in all things, whenever we do all things through Christ, we will be strengthened, we will be reinforced and built up. And as a result then, we won't be given to those periods of weariness in our walk with God. That even though we're called to walk through dark valleys and hard times, that we will know His strength. We can draw upon His strength in all things. Verse 13 details for us the spiritually strengthened soul, the secret of it all. That secret, of course, is no secret because it's Christ. And as we face into this new year, which is shortly to commence, no doubt there are already matters pondering in your mind. How is this going to work out? How am I going to get through this situation? How am I going to come through this without being weak and weary and tired? Without experiencing times of weariness in my spiritual life? Well, here's the secret in verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. This verse, I believe, is a most exciting verse. This verse is a verse full of potential, a verse that is full of promise, and a verse that is full of great expectation. You've got to remember that when Paul was writing here, when he's writing this verse, he's chained to Roman soldiers in a prison cell. Paul's awaiting trial for his faith and his impending death, and yet he could write for me what for me is one of the most joyful and lovely of all books in the whole of the canon of Scripture, this letter to the church at Philippi. And in those circumstances, he can conclude with these most precious and thrilling words, which will be his form the basis of our thoughts for this morning. In spite of the adverse circumstances, in spite of the hardness, and in spite of the trials that Paul had to face, yet he could say, I can do all things through Christ. You see, Paul proved that Christ was adequate. Paul proved that Christ was sufficient for whatever he had to endure in life. And so as we come to this verse very simply today by way of encouragement, but also by way of exhortation. There are some aspects of this spiritually strengthened life that we want to look at. We want to see how it is manifested, how it is displayed in our lives, in our walk with God. Because you see, whenever we put verse 13 into action in our lives, there's a difference. It is seen. It is displayed. First of all, I want you to see with me here that there is a satisfied life. A satisfied life. You see, for the one who does all things through Christ, there is a satisfaction in life. There is a satisfaction that no matter what may happen, or no matter how dark the day may get, there is still peace. There is a stillness, there is a calmness. You look at verse number 11. Note carefully the words here. Verse number 11, Philippians chapter 4, Paul says, "Not that I speak in respect of want. For I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." Paul is speaking here of a satisfaction in his life. Paul is speaking here of a contentment. But he had to be taught it, as we see. He had to learn it. He had to live by it. Walking with God, you see, folks, the life of faith, the walk of faith, is exactly that. Sometimes we do have to be reminded that we walk by faith, not by sight. Sometimes we, in the scurry of life, we try to work everything out and we try to plan everything out, and there's nothing wrong with proper planning and preparation, but the Christian life is a walk of faith. Day by day, walking with God and learning as we walk with God. Because as we come across situations, as we come across circumstances, we should not try to apply our own wisdom, our own understanding, but we should seek to see what the Lord is teaching us through those situations. In other words, to put our trust and our faith in Him. We can put our faith and our trust in so many things, but yet fail to put our faith and trust in the Lord as we should. The Lord sometimes has to teach us that as His people, we walk by faith. We do not walk by sight. The Lord often has to teach us, instruct us, and take us by the hand to show us that He knows best. To show us that He has the way all planned out before us. Throughout 2015, the Lord has had to teach us many things. But in order for us to benefit from that teaching, and in order for us to be blessed by that teaching, then we have to be submissive and we have to surrender to His will for our lives. You see, there's no room for pride or arrogance amongst the people of God. There's no room for saying that, well, we know better than God. And you know, whenever we don't put our faith in the Lord as we should, and we try to work through our own situations, that's exactly what we are doing. We're saying to the Lord, I have a better plan than you. I know how to handle this. I know how to get through this. The Lord has to teach us that as for God, His way is perfect. And so we need to have a submissive will to God's will and to be willing to be taught, even as Paul was. Paul was taught of God. Paul was taught by the Spirit of God. He learned many things. But you know where Paul learned many things, and you know where we will learn many things as well? He learned them in the school of affliction. He learned them in adversity. And you know, so often, as we've said this before, but it bears repetition, it's so often in adversity and in affliction that we learn the most precious truths and the most precious tenets of our faith. The psalmist said, and Paul could echo the sentiments of the psalmist, when he said, "It is good for me to have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." Here was the psalmist saying, affliction has been good for him. Why? Because in affliction and in distress, the Lord is teaching him many precious things. In the twists and the turns of life, he was being taught. And so was Paul. Those times when he has been hounded out of cities for preaching the Word of God, that time when he was shipwrecked while seeking to advance the cause of Christ, you see, through it all, Paul was being taught. He was being submissive. He was surrendered to the will of God for his life, and that then led to a satisfaction in his life. There are circumstances that we all come across we would not of our own choosing plan. There are ways that you have had to walk down this year that of yourself you would not have chosen. But you see, whenever we put our faith and trust in the Lord as we should, then those circumstances, through them, there is a satisfaction. Because what was Paul learning here? What was Paul being taught? Well, Paul was being taught something that we all need to be reminded of, and that is the sovereignty of God in all things. God is sovereign in all of his ways. God is sovereign over all of his ways. While we do not understand the ways of God, yet we must be taught to rest in his ways and to know that his way for our lives is best, whatever that way may be. Yes, for Paul it meant great hardness. Yes, for Paul it meant being thrown into prison, being run out of cities to be hated and despised. Yet in it all, God was sovereign. In it all, God was working his purpose out in the life of Paul. God was working all those things together for his good. And you see, folks, whenever we rest in the sovereignty of God, and whenever we see that he is in control of all things, then our lives will be satisfied. That doesn't mean, of course, there won't be times of concern and panic. Of course there will. But even through that, there will still be a satisfaction that God is working something out here that we do not know or do not understand. See, if we don't believe, if we don't rest in the sovereignty of God in all things, then that will cause concern. That will create a spirit of restlessness rather than a spirit of calmness. Did you realize that all things that happened to you in 2015 were planned and ordered by God? Planned and ordered by a sovereign, supreme God who knows the end from the beginning. The one who is infinitely wise, the one who makes no mistakes, and the one who in 2016 is still the sovereign one. The one who, when we do all things through him, will strengthen us and sustain us. Paul learned the sovereignty of God. Paul also learned the sufficiency of God. You remember Paul, to his death, carried that thorn in his flesh. That physical affliction. He carried it with him all his days. He carried that physical pain, whatever it was. And yet through it all, he learned that God was sufficient. You know how that he prayed for it for three occasions for it to be removed? But that wasn't the will of God for his life. The will of God for Paul was that he had to bear this thorn, whatever it was. And I tend to think it was a very severe affliction, so severe that it caused him to pray for it on three occasions. And I think as we read about Paul, we see that he was a very strong character. But this was something that really got to him. But Paul learned the wonderful truth that his Lord was sufficient in the trial. In 2 Corinthians 12, in the verse number 8, we read there, he says, "For this thing, that affliction, I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me." Nothing wrong, therefore, for praying for our afflictions. Nothing wrong with that at all. The Lord said unto him, "My grace is sufficient. Paul had to learn, yes, the sovereignty of God in it all, but he had to learn the sufficiency of God's grace through it all. Why? For my strength is made perfect in weakness. You show me a strong Christian, and I'll show you one who sees their own weakness. My strength made perfect in weakness. Oh yes, we all desire to be strong and bold for the Lord. We all desire to do things, but when we desire to do them through Christ, then is our strength made perfect. It says, most gladly therefore will I glory in my infirmities. Why? That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Do you know, if Paul never had that affliction, if Paul never had that thorn in the flesh, he would never have learned some precious truths that he went on to learn. He would never have learned, as he said in verse number 10, to take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul is saying here that he can do all things through Christ because he has learned the source of his spiritual strength is in Christ, is through him, a life depending solely upon him. And as a result, he lived a satisfied life because God's grace was sufficient. And I say to you, dear child of God, today in 2015, God's grace has been sufficient for you. And in 2016, God's grace will also be sufficient. And when we learn those truths, and when we learn the sovereignty of God in all things and his sufficiency in all things, then it will lead us to have this satisfied life and be able to say with Paul, therewith to be content. Godliness with contentment is great gain. No matter what state Paul was in, he was content. There was a satisfied life. But notice as well with me here, there's a sanctified life. In verse number 12, he says, back in Philippians 4, and the verse 12, he says, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Again, through every stage of life, through the days of sunshine, the days of darkness, the days of blessing, the days of blight, Paul could say that he lived an edified, sanctified life. In days when he was trampled upon, in days when he was treated with contempt and indignation, in days when he suffered hardship and distress, in days of hunger, in days of thirst, in days of cold, in days of peril, he faced those days through Christ and the power of Christ resting upon him. What's he saying here? He's saying that through Christ and through him alone, by keeping his eyes on the Lord and keeping close to the Lord, even through it all, he was able to get on top of his circumstances. Rather than the circumstances get on top of him. He didn't rely on his own strength. He didn't rely on his own ability. Again, he had to be taught these things. Oh, so often we face the hardships, and we don't trust God as we should. We don't seek the face of God as we should. We don't rest ourselves wholly on him as we should. And as a result, our strength begins to waver. and we don't trust the Lord, we don't cast it all upon the Lord and ask for His strength. And again, the Lord was learning. The Lord was teaching him. Because in verse 12, we read that little phrase, I am instructed. I am instructed. A child of God living close to the Lord through every trial and through every trouble will be able to say, like Paul, I know both how to be abased and I know how to be and how to abound. But you know, Paul could go even further and he could say in everything, in all things, I am instructed. I am instructed. Paul learned what it was to have communion with Christ. Paul didn't lose out with the Lord even through the hard times. Those times when he was abased, those times when he abounded, those times when he suffered need, those times when he was hungry, he didn't lose out with the Lord. He knew what it was to suffer loss. We read of that back in Philippians chapter 3 in the verse 8. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. He didn't lose out with his Lord. Have we learned those precious lessons in 2015? Have we encountered situations in 2015 and cried unto the Lord and said, Lord, what are you teaching me here? What are you instructing me here? Paul was being taught of a sanctified life, living, depending wholly on the Lord. Those familiar verses of Paul come to mind when he said, looking on to Jesus. Looking on to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And he went a little further there in Hebrews 12 and the verse 3 and he said, consider him. He didn't say, consider my circumstances, consider my afflictions. No, he said, consider him. Consider Christ. That endured such contradiction of sinners against him, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. You see, the one who's been built up by God, been strengthened by God, is the one who's looking to the Lord in all things. And you know, whenever we come to situations and come to difficulties in our life, we should see them as an opportunity to build up and to edify and sanctify our life. Precious truths that the Lord is teaching us. Precious realities that the Lord wants to draw us closer to Him. Paul looked to the Lord. Paul considered the perfect example in all of these matters. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. He lived close to the Lord. Even in the hardness and the difficulties, they didn't have the effect of taking Paul away from the Lord. Rather, they had the effect of bringing Paul closer. And so he could say, I can do all things through Christ. Because he looked to the Lord in all things. There's a satisfied life. There's a sanctified life. But finally, and briefly as we close here, there is a strengthened life. We come to verse 13. Paul basically is signing off his letter here. By all accounts, these were his last words. But I say again that this verse, verse 13, is a verse full of such potency, a verse full of such power and potential. Because you see, verse 13, for me, it sounds a note of triumph, but it also sounds a note of humility. It may appear that he was boasting, it may appear that he was proud, it may appear that he was wanting people to know how strong he was. Paul is saying, I can do all things But how could he do all things? He could do them all through Christ. What's he doing there? Paul is openly acknowledging his weakness. Paul is openly acknowledging that the source of his strength was in Christ. Paul is saying that whatever he has accomplished in his life, and my, what he did accomplish in his life, he did it all through Christ. The power of God resting in him. Of course, it's not the first time that he said such. Writing to the Galatian church, he said, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Writing to the Corinthian church, he said, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. If any person had anything to glory in, it was Paul. Because what a life he led. What great teaching we have today through him. What great accomplishments he saw in his life. Paul says it's all to the glory of God. He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Verse 13 is really summing up what he's been saying in these previous verses there, verses 11 and 12. He said, I've learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. And in verse 13, he's climaxing it all with the secret of his strength in all of these matters. The real discovery that he made. And it was Christ giving him that strength. Paul wasn't strengthened because he was a great preacher. Paul wasn't strengthened because he had great abilities. Paul was strengthened because he had a great Savior who strengthened him continually. What is Paul telling us here? What does he learn? What does he want to pass on to us here as we bring this message to a close? Yes, that Christ is sufficient in every circumstance. That there is nothing that you or I will face that cannot be overcome, that cannot be faced when we face them resting on the power of Christ. That's the secret. Face every circumstance resting, trusting, depending on him. Speaks of an activity not in our part, but an activity on the part of the Lord. The Lord working in us, the Lord working through us. John Wesley's great definition of what was a Christian. He said that a Christian is one that the life of God in the soul of a man. The Christian is one who has the life of God in his soul. God has entered the life of the redeemed sinner, a new life has been imparted. And with that new life comes a new energy, comes a new power, comes a new strength. Christ infuses such strength and such power within Paul that Paul says he is ready to face anything that the world will throw at him. And dear believer, today I don't know what 2016 will hold for us. I don't know what we're going to have to face in the new year that lies before us in the will of God, but I know this. I can do all things through Christ. It strengtheneth me. Great Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, he said, I am strong. I'm able for anything that may happen to me, whether it be peace or war, whether it be freedom or slavery, whether it be kind in life or whether it be unkind, whether it be the life that I have known or whether it be an entirely different life, I am ready for it. What's he saying? He's saying, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. There's something I want to just point out to you here before we bring our message to a close. Because there's a balance here in verse 13. The balance is very important here. It's very important for us in order to experience this strength, this power of Christ within us. This balance in verse 13 is between I and Christ. There can be a tendency to overemphasize the I. My willpower, my right mind, my ability. And the ability of Christ can be sidelined. But there are two here in this verse. It's I and Christ. Not I only, not Christ only, but Christ and I. There's a responsibility on I. How can I gain this power? How can I know the strength of Christ? I'll tell you. When I get before the Lord in weakness, when I get before Christ and plead for this strength, when I acknowledge the weakness, the failures, the shortcomings of my life, when I desire to know Christ better, when I die to sin, when I seek to live a holy life, when I humble myself and pray, when I lead a holy life before God, Christ will strengthen. Don't think you can live in rebellion to God, folks. Don't think you can live a life that is not glorifying to God. Don't think you can live a life in sin and still experience this strength. Don't think that God is going to strengthen you in your sin. Don't think you can live as you please and it'll all work out because the verse says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. No, it's when you walk close to the Lord. It's when you lean upon Him. It's when you trust in Him in all things. We can experience this strength. You see, if we're going to experience the strength that Paul experienced, then we're going to have to live the life that Paul lived. A life that was surrendered to the will of God. A life that was surrendered to the work of God. And a life that was surrendered to witnessing for God. And as we approach another year in the work of God, as we approach another year of service, let's learn afresh the truth of verse 13. Whatever you will be called to face in the year that lies before you, whatever decisions you will have to make, whatever circumstances you will have to walk through, through them all keep close to the Lord. Learn as Paul learned what it is to have that satisfied life, to see that God is sovereign and to see that God is sufficient. Through it all, lead a sanctified life. Live a life well pleasing to Him. And as a result, your life will be strengthened. Don't face into 2016 in your own strength. For any who are here without Christ, for any who are here still in your sin and know nothing of God's salvation, don't face into another new year without Christ. But rather today, turn to Him and be saved and experience the strength and His saving power in your life. And for every child of God, don't face into 2016 resting on your own ability, resting on your own resources, they will but fail. Face 2016 resting, trusting on the strength that God alone can give. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. May God bless his word to our hearts. Let's bow.